and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 29. Now, you'll notice by the sound, if you're listening to the podcast or the video, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm in different surroundings today. In fact, I'm in a motorway service station recording this on my way down to church tonight. I haven't had time to record it earlier today, so we'll have to make do with these conditions, and I hope the background noise isn't too disruptive. But I really wanted to take this opportunity to talk about something from Psalm 100. Psalm 100 is a great psalm, and our title today is How to Yield to God with Joy. How to yield to God with joy. Yielding is difficult sometimes. I don't know if you've ever been driving a car or seen two car drivers come to a junction and neither of them want to yield to the other. I think I've been one of those drivers from time to time. And no one gets anywhere. In fact, tempers only get heated. But what about yielding to God? The whole concept of yielding is not thought of very positively in our society today. It smacks too much of an unhealthy submission or even slavery, and that's not what we're talking about. But we are talking about the way that we can truly yield to God, but with a positive disposition. And I believe that's possible. And Psalm 100 tells us a lot about how that's going to happen. So let's look at this psalm today. And the reason this is on my mind, by the way, is because I'm preparing a special worship service on for May the 6th for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, where we'll be focused completely on this psalm. Songs about this psalm, chanting, reading this psalm, praying about this psalm, communion based on this psalm. Really looking forward to that. So this week and in the next few weeks, all of our Quiet Time Coaching will come out of Psalm 100. But today I want to look at not the details so much as the overview of the threads that go through this great psalm, Psalm 100. Let's read it together first. A psalm for giving grateful praise. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. It's not a long psalm, but it's very powerful. It's been called the Jubilate, often referred to in that way, and it's often been quoted in church services, the doxology, and it's the inspiration for a famous old hymn, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, and I'll read that later. That's based on this psalm, and in fact that hymn is worth praying through. There's a lot to say about this psalm. We'll talk about the overall theme today. Let me quote to you from a book on the psalms called The Psalms and the Life of Faith by Walter Brueggemann. This isn't a devotional guide to the psalms, more a theological exposition of them. But I wanted to read this bit from page 51. He says this about this psalm. There's nothing here but yielding. These invitations, the invitations to worship and praise and sing his praises, these invitations, however, are grounded in a sense of our position vis-a-vis God. Even in this supreme act of yielding, the language of hesed, which is the steadfast love, and emet, which is God's faithfulness, even that language is present because Israel knows no other way to sing or pray. Israel knows no other way to sing and pray God's praises except in the context of God's hesed, God's emet, and of our own submission, our own yielding. I like the way Brueggemann puts that. The whole earth is to make a joyful noise. We are to serve, to worship him, and the same word means serve, to come to him, to enter his gates, to thank him, to praise him, to bless him. The scope of the yielding is global. It's everything, and it's all creation. The extent of the yielding is total. It's total submission. The focus of the psalm is worship. In this psalm, it's worship, and the worship is of God, and the focus is of God, not the worshiper, him or herself. But it's not It's not a cringing kind of yielding. It's not a miserable submission. Far from it. Because not only do we see ultimate yielding here, we also see covenant confidence. Covenant confidence. There's a lot more in it than just yielding. With the yielding is centered on or embedded in the relationship that God has with those who are yielding to him. That's the covenant, a healthy relationship. The covenant relationship is in view here, as is the character of God himself. Brueggemann says, as already quoted, these invitations are grounded in a sense of our worship, our of who God is, the supreme act of yielding. What is God like? He made us, it says in this psalm. He calls us his own. He gives us what we need, verse 3. He is good, it says in verse 5. He will love us forever, verse 5. And his faithfulness will never, ever end. So in this psalm, we see surrender and joy coexisting. Too often in my own mind, the idea of being surrendered to God and yet being joyful are difficult to reconcile and put together, but not for the psalmist and not for the people of Israel. Yielding and joy go together because of the one to whom we are yielding, the one whose faithfulness can be counted upon, and the one whose love we know will never end. It's unconditional and it is divine. Now that gives us confidence and security in our yielding, that we can never have that same kind of confidence in anything worldly, anything this world has to offer. It's only in God we have that. And in that kind of yielding to God, we have security. As we're yielding to one who will take care of us, who will look after us and take us to be with him forever one day. Why not spend some time meditating on this psalm and on these themes of yielding and of joy? Maybe it's worth praying through that and asking God to reveal more about it. So what helps you to yield to God when you know you really are surrendered? What helps you to do that? What helps you to enjoy that yielding? Because it can be enjoyed. What characteristics of God help you to yield? And to yield, and in yielding, finding great joy. Appreciate it if you could leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. Now, before I finish, I'm going to read the whole hymn, All People That On Earth Do Dwell. That was inspired by Psalm 100. The tune that's most commonly sung to this hymn is called Old 100th. So let me read that for us as a kind of bonus. It was written by William Keith, or Keith, written in about 1594, so it's definitely an old hymn. It goes like this. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with fear, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. The Lord, ye know, is God indeed. Without our aid, he did us make. We are his folk. He doth us feed, and for his sheep he doth us take. Oh, enter then his gates with praise. Approach with joy his courts unto. Praise, Lord, and bless his name always, for it is seemly so to do. For why? The Lord our God is good. His mercy is forever sure. His truth at all times firmly stood, and shall from age to age endure. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What a great hymn. I want to thank that hymn writer for writing that one day. Well, until the next time we speak, we meet, and I pray that you will have the most wonderful week of fulfilling quiet times, that you will find the strength to both yield and discover that in that yielding, there is great joy. Take care and God bless.